From time to time, I get a question or a comment from a swimmer where they have heard one coach somewhere. It could be a TI coach, or it could just be another coach. Basically, it could be any coaches, but they've heard two different coaches or two different authorities give an advice about a certain swimming situation, and those pieces of advice seem to be contradictory. Now, we're kind of used to, in the swimming world, when you just think of coaching in general and all the ideas out there, we are used to hearing contradictory advice and about lots of things, parts of the stroke. So there is a wide range of opinions about how things should be done out there, and that's a little frustrating at times. But let's narrow it down. Let's say you're listening to a couple coaches, like TI coaches, if that's what you're into, and so you are expecting those coaches to be aligned in their viewpoint and in their advice. But then you hear something from them that seems like the advice they've given is in conflict with each other. And so you're kind of wondering, well, who's right, or what do I not understand about this situation? So let me give you an analogy to explain. If you had a student A was practicing at shooting a bow and arrow to hit this bullseye positioned out there in front of them, and their coach is standing next to them, and the student shoots the arrow and it goes high to the right, and they shoot again, it keeps going high to the right. So the coach is going to say, hey, I see what you're doing, where your arrows are going. You need to use this focal point to bring your target to aim down and to the left. So the coach is going to give that student a focal point that's going to move them down and to the left in the hope of bringing them closer to the bullseye. Now, there's another student next to them also shooting a bow and arrow at the target, at another target, and the coach goes over to that student, and they notice that that student is aiming at the bullseye, but they're shooting low and to the left, and it's doing it several times. So then the coach is going to go to that student and say, hey, I see what you're doing. Your hits are coming in low and to the left. I'd like you to do this focal point to bring your aim up and to the right. Now, if you just listened to the two pieces of advice that coach gave, you didn't understand the context which they were giving advice, why is the coach giving this focal point? The two focal points are exact opposite of each other. Well, because the context, the errors that the advice is trying to correct, are the polar opposites of each other. So when one student needs to aim more to the right, well, the coach is going to say, aim more to the right. And when another student is shooting too far to the right, say, hey, you need to aim to the left. Contradictory, but when you understand the context, they both make sense. They're both bringing the student's errors, correcting the student's errors and bringing them closer to the ideal, the bullseye. So the basic concept here is, whenever you hear advice, also try to understand the context in which that advice was given. What is the ideal that they're aiming for, that the advice is meant to bring the swimmer to, and then what side of that, what error did the swimmer have that needed that correction to bring it towards the ideal? So the swimmer is doing something away from the ideal that needs to be brought towards it. So in a real general way, sometimes I've got swimmers who are, let's say the catch, for instance, they are reaching forward and they're getting a grip on the water and they're yanking on the water really powerfully, too abruptly. They're just yanking on it and they're exerting too much force, or they're exerting it too abruptly, and so they're not actually able to get the right and the superior kind of grip on the water. So I'm going to give them focal point that needs, I need you to be more gentle in your buildup of pressure. I need you to start softly and then gradually build pressure against your forearm as you pull through. So let it be steady, let it be smooth. So that's going to be the correction I'm going to give to that swimmer. Well, then I could turn around and I may have another swimmer on the other side of me, and this swimmer is pulling too delicately. He's pulling against the water like it's, you know, a feathers on a duck's back or something. He's just brushing, you know, the water, and there's no pressure there. So I'm going to give this swimmer almost the exact opposite focal. I said, listen, I need you to pull with a little bit more intentionality. I need you to pull with a little bit more oomph to it so that you feel a buildup of pressure behind your forearm sooner. And so I'm looking at two different swimmers. I want them both to be at the ideal, which is this a gradual but fairly quick buildup of pressure behind the forearm, and then hold it with a steady sense of pressure all the way through the pull. But I've got one swimmer on one extreme and the other swimmer on the other, so I'm going to give them exact opposite corrective focal points to try to bring them towards that ideal. Okay? So I brought up the catch because that's one of the areas where swimmers might notice some what seems like contradictions, especially if they listen to Terry in some of the old videos or teachings on that. Because he was, I believe, addressing a real traditional problem in swimming, which is predominant in the traditional culture of just really only just thinking about yanking on the water. And the harder you can yank on it, the more you can crank on it, you know, that's the solution for swimming faster. And he realized, no, it's the quality. There's so much more nuance to how you get that grip and how you apply pressure that will make the catch so much more effective. So he was getting people who were too aggressive, too abrupt in their yanking on the water and needing to calm them down. So a lot of the focal points that are in TI have to do with really becoming more sensitive and swimming with a fist or swimming with a finger and just feeling pressure build against, you know, a smaller surface area. So that makes a lot of sense. So then somebody might come to me after they've been with TI for a while, and they'll come and they're like, hey, you know, I just don't feel like I'm getting very far per stroke. And I will look at them and I'll realize, hey, you know, they've got the shape going, but they've become so gentle. They become too gentle, too delicate with their pull on the water. And so there's no pressure building up. So they've gone too far on the other side of the ideal, and I need to give them a focal point to bring them back towards the center and kind of fine tune it. Now you can appreciate this with so many different things that you might be learning, that you're trying to aim for this ideal, and you've got, number one, you've got people approaching it from different directions. Some people are too fast, too slow, too much accent, too little accent, right? Just different ways that they could be distorting away from the ideal. And so then you're going to learn how to come back there. And you might overshoot a little bit, and then you come back, and you're going back and forth, overshooting the bullseye, but you're getting closer and closer every time you refine it. So that's kind of a way we can view corrections also in TI. So you might go to a coach one time and get this correction, and then you may say a year or two later, you go visit another coach and they're like, what seeming like giving you the opposite correction. And I've had that happen a few times. Like, hey, that's funny. You're telling me to do kind of the opposite thing that this coach told me to do some time ago. And I'm like, well, I think you were following that coach's intention. But we just got to kind of went overboard just a little bit. So let's bring it back. So I use that for myself, because when somebody brings up a comment like that or a question or a doubt, I want to give the benefit of the doubt. I want to have a positive assumption about what the coach meant. And then first of all, assume that unless I have better information, I'm going to assume that coach and I were on the same page. If only we would understand the context each of us has in the correction we're giving. And so that also helps me from being foolish. Then if I were to doubt some coach that I really didn't understand how and why they're giving it, and then I were to badmouth that coach's advice or something, and it got back to them, that would be really embarrassing. That'd be really shameful to me to find out I had an opportunity to learn something and I was too quick to judge it negatively. So I practice that personally just to be careful and to be honoring of my colleagues who I know are very intelligent, perhaps in different ways than I am, or see things differently, or had different information to work with than I have. So that's I think it's a good practice in general to have. So you can use that both when you're evaluating advice that's been given to you, and also when you find yourself in your area of expertise, listening to other people's comments about advice, or when you're offering your own. Make sure your student understands the context of the advice you're giving so that they have a better chance of hitting that bullseye and not shooting over it and creating a new problem with that focal point. All right, that was my encouragement to you. Hope that is useful.